Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
Unless you've been living under a rock now over the past day, you'll be surely have heard about plans for Metrolink, what used to be known as Metro North, an underground subway system linking North and South Dublin. And, you know, it's been heralded as the salvation of public transport in our capital city. Well, Dublin GAA Club na Fianna have very significant concerns after the plans for the €3 billion Metrolink were announced. I'm joined in studio now by podcaster Tony Groves, who's also a parent to children who attend the club. Tony, thank you very much indeed for coming into us. I think the first question about Metrolink and about na Fianna is that, you know, what is the impact this is actually going to have? Because what we've heard from the club so far is that it's going to take pitches out of action. Is that your main concern, that it's just going to be, you know, facilities are going to be taken away from a very, very popular GAA club?
Far from it, actually. My main concern would be health and safety. The Metrolink needs to be built. It's a crucial bit of infrastructure for Dublin North. It's crucial that we do this. We've been 20 years talking about it. But more importantly, you're talking about putting a construction site between two schools, a primary school and a secondary school, a small little... the children running the gamut, in effect, which is already a busy road, and you're going in through there, in and out of the school. The pitch's implications, I think there are greenfield sites that are better served. There are alternatives. Only a number of years ago, back in the boom, when we looked at this the last time, when it was Metro North, there was planning permission to take a pitch from Albert College Park, which is, you know, near the gates of DCU, and now you can look at another greenfield site down the road in Griffith Park. Just a bit of imagination could find an accommodation.
Yeah, and I think the point you raised there about what it actually means in terms of the construction process, there's a lot of schools in the area and you're going to have a heck of a lot of heavy machinery coming to and from that site where you're going to be building that metro stop. Pollution as well is a big issue, and I mean, those concerns seem to be left off the table here as well.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, you're talking about children as young as Montessori children going to attend the NINRA. Then you've got the primary school and the secondary school. They're Gael schools. They're people could travel from all over the place to attend these Gael schools. And then you're going to have construction happening outside their door. Are we going to lose a generation of people where their education is going to be impacted for a number of years? All of that, even without going into the effect on the actual club of a lost generation of players. I mean, you're not talking about a small club. I don't want to go on and labour the point, but they're quite huge. They're 3,500 active members.
It is one of the largest clubs in the country by any measure.
I think it is the largest club
Could
in the
well
country.
Be, yeah. Just in terms, we have plenty of texters coming in on this. A tweet from Claire: the lack of consultation with clubs, ridiculously short notice period. It shows a complete lack of consideration or respect for the people affected by the kids of the club grounds. Another text in from Lorcan in Dublin. Text on na Fianna: Leafy Glass Nevin, already clear where your bias lies. Relax the cacks there. Na Fianna cater for 2,000 local children every week through these pitches, as well as a safe space to hang out. But sure, who cares about supporting physical activity, obesity, mental health support? Just dig up the pitches. Well done, News Talk Lorcan. You've absolutely misstated my views on this. And just chill out a bit, right? We're getting to the point, no, rub of the issue here. And actually, just on that first tweet from Claire, the lack of consultation, Tony. That is, you know, it did stick in the craw of a lot of people, because as far as we understand it, na Fianna got the call at about 4:30 on Bank Holiday Friday about this sort of stuff. That must be a bone of contention as well, that there didn't seem to be much talk about this.
This Transport Infrastructure Ireland have a lot to answer for. Local government, county council and our local systems have a lot to answer for. It's purely creating difficulty where there didn't need to be one. We're now going to go and we're going to... I don't think this will happen. That's just my personal opinion. But I'm strongly opposed to these things happening in such a way as that we have to create the disaster before we actually do the proper consultation, give people an opportunity to vent their views and actually contribute and see what the alternatives are. If we don't give people proper consultation, well, then you're heading for conflict. And there's already a petition online to challenge this. And if a petition online starts, in a okay, yes, let's go with Leafy Glasnevin for a while. If you want to take
Why not?
Want to take on Leafy Glasnevin, go ahead. Electorally, it'll be suicide.
That is a good point, actually, and it is. And I mean, you have very key, you know, elected members of our government who are members of this club as well. But just from the point of view of the plus side of this, I mean, are you against Metrolink as an idea? Because it's going to put a stop into your neighbourhood. But, I mean, if you look at what, you know, the Lewis has done for significant amounts of neighbourhoods across the city as well, it's always a plus side.
Oh, look, I think I started this conversation by saying it has to be built. I think it's it's a national embarrassment that our capital city has no rail link to its airport. Any other capital in Europe has a rail link from its airport. We don't have that. My kickback would be, there are other alternative greenfield sites. There are alternatives. Griffith Park, the extension at the Movie Road end, that is in play. You know, there are lands, there are alternatives. And even if we had to go with the pitches, there are alternatives with the club where you can make amends. But it doesn't, because we haven't had the conversation, what's the point?
It seems, that this is, you know, what we're being told is this is the plan and this is what's going to happen. And it doesn't matter, because there's going to be dozens of houses which are going to be affected by this as well. And we just seem to give ourselves the problem and then have to try and address that rather than, you know, let's pick a plan which doesn't affect too many people and move ahead with this. Because this, I think the fear about this is now that this is going to be held up again. And this is going to be another one of those projects which just rumbles on for months and years and years and years. Plenty of you getting in touch on this one. Text on Nafina. Nafina have more pitches away from their clubhouse than what is in the clubhouse, such as Albert College, Johnstown Park, the old Parnell's ground at the airport, and three schools. Another texter, Vinny, saying the wider GAA organisation stood fully behind the St. Bridget's Club to oppose plans for a major sports and entertainment arena beside their pitches in Blanchardstown. Presumably, Nafina can rely on similar support against a far greater intrusion. Thank you for your text, Vinny. I think that's actually something the GAA has already said, is that they're standing as an organisisation behind the club on this.
Well, I mean, John Horan is of our parish, you know. Yeah. And it simply is, it has a lot of clout, and Nafina will defend its In whatever way we can diplomatically and enter into conversations with people and try and actually trash out solutions to this.
Because this is, I mean, I've had already, since this was all came out, I've had a number of conversations with people about it, and some people will give you the point of view of this is NIMBYism, this is holding back the country, this is who cares if it's a couple of pitches which are out of action for a couple of years. But, I mean, I think the view is from everybody associated with Nafina, if I'm reading this right, is that this is a good thing to have in the community. Absolutely. But what you're doing is you're taking away, you know, there's thousands of members of this club, especially young kids. And that is one of the great benefits of Nafina and the GAA and what it does across Dublin in terms of giving kids an outlet to get out there, exercise, meet friends, all that sort of jazz. So you're taking away their home from a number of years, right? Where do they go in truth? I mean, texter saying this is more pitches away there. Just don't mess with the integrity and what is the home of a club there. I mean, I don't think that it needs to be done.
No, if you took 5 or 6 years out of a club, you're going to deny a generation of children from coming into the club and learning the skills and actually contributing. You know, it can hollow out the heart of us, of a club, very quickly, because it's a huge club that grew exponentially. People travel from everywhere in the local community, Drumcondra, Glasnevin. And like, you know, I was there the other night, and as you said, there's plenty of people who are very upset about this. I'm still more adamant that it must be built. I don't take much for the NIMBY argument, because I simply think there are alternatives. Let's have a dialogue, let's have a real plan, and let's have people express their concerns.
Talk it out. Tony Groves, parent, co-founder of the Echo Chamber podcast, thank you very much indeed for joining us on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. As I said, plenty of you getting in touch on this issue. Do let us know what you think at News Chambers or at Lunchtime Live on Twitter, or text us 53106. We have text in here now. One text I'm going to bring to you. So let's block the progress of a 21st century transport system serving a million people because of a couple of thousand of Gaheads. There are dozens of pitches in the area that could be used. Grow up, says our texter. I'm not sure you'd have the same view if it was in your area, but thank you for your opinion all the same. Another texter. Nafiana had no concern for the other local GAA clubs with their player poaching policy. Not sure what that's all about really, but looking for money, plain and simple. You can't build a national development plan without some inconvenience. I suppose it's the old adage of, you know, you can't make an omelette without breaking a few eggs. But thank you for your text there as well. And another one just before we move on. It's a shame to see a club that has invested so much into volunteering and time and money to build a fantastic facility, and they get no real level of conversation or of discussion.
Thanks again for listening to this Lunchtime Live podcast. Please do subscribe via the app or on iTunes, and check us out on newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Talk to you again soon.